What's on everybody's minds is coronavirus all the time. What about tefillah b'tzibur in a coronavirus world? So Baruch Hashem, here we're still able to have minyanim. So that's great, and we should go to them. But there are people in quarantine. What about people in quarantine? Or there are communities where they're not having minyanim at all. So what do we do with that? So obviously, I'm starting from the assumption that people should follow whatever guidelines there are. The person is in quarantine, he should stay in quarantine and not come to tefillah b'tzibur. If a person is in a community where they're not having minyanim, so they're not having minyanim for a reason, because of the health crisis. So that trumps any possibility of tefillah b'tzibur. A person should follow those guidelines. Nonetheless, there may still be a se'if which is relevant. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tzadi, in Sif Tes, that if a person is onus due to conditions beyond his control and he's not able to come to shul, yechavin lispal b'shah she'atzibur mispalim, he should still try to daven at the time that the tzibur is davening. Even though he's not able to come and join the tzibur, he should still try to daven at the same time as the tzibur. And this is a reference to Shemona Esrei specifically. Tefillah b'tzibur is always a din in Shemona Esrei. He should try to daven Shemona Esrei at the best of his ability at the same time that the tzibur is davening. So in a certain sense, at least, that helps him link into the tzibur. Kav HaChaim writes, all the tefillahs go up to Shemaya at the same time. So even though it's not coming from the same place, it can meet up somewhere along the highway and go up to Shemaya together. So for a person who is in quarantine, that would still be a nice option, at the very least, if he can't daven tefillah b'tzibur, to daven b'shah she'atzibur mispalin. What does that mean? Bismanenu, Baruch Hashem, we have so many minyanim. There are minyanim at all different times. So what is this Shah Shatzibur Mispalin? So I saw in the Sefer Yishei Yisrael quotes that in fact there is a shita that says Anachanabis. Okay, so it's always the time when it's Tzibur Mispalin, if that's the reality. However, others suggest that, and he quotes this in the name of Rav Neuwirth, that this is a reference specifically to a person's regular kehillah. If he normally davens in a certain minyan, even if he's not able to attend that minyan because he's stuck at home, he should try to daven at the same time as that minyan that he normally goes to. And since that's his kehillah, so he will link in to a certain degree from a distance. Sefer Halicha Shlomo quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that a person can have in mind, he should have in mind a specific kehillah that he wants to link into, and then from a distance, it's not tefillah b'tzibur, but it is, it is the next best thing to daven b'shah she'atzibur mispalim. What if a person is in a place where there are no minyanim? All the minyanim are shut down. So, l'chora, I would say, b'shah she'atzibur mispalim is only if there's a tzibur that's mispal. What are you going to do if there's no tzibur that's mispal at all? But nonetheless, the Ramah here writes, Hu adin b'nei adam hadarim b'yishuvim v'ein la'em minyan, if a person lives in a place where there is no minyan, so he seems to apply this even for those living in a place where there is no minyan. So what is the shah shatzibur mispalim if there is no tzibur there? So maybe it's the closest tzibur that his place is linked into the, is nigrar after the place where there's the closest tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah, though, makes it into a general thing. B'shas shekihilos Yisrael mispalim. Times when the Jewish people are davening, so the Jewish people are always davening. So I'm not 100% sure what that means, but maybe based on what we saw in the Halicha Shlomo, based on what we mentioned the name of the Halicha Shlomo, maybe a person should have in mind to daven at a time when he's thinking of a specific kehillah that he knows when they daven. Alternatively, another option could be for all the members of that community, especially if we're talking in contemporary times where there's far more than a minyan of people in town, but they can't get together for a minyan, maybe it would be a nice thing for them to daven at the same time. They should all pick a time, or they should daven at the time where they regularly have their minyan. And even though they can't get together to daven, that would still be a nice way for the tzibur, on some level, to come together from a distance, and to be able to daven in an effective way. It should just be noted, this week is Parshas Parah, and the Ramah writes him in Tuf Resh Pei Hei. Shulchan Aruch there says that if a person is living in a place without a minyan, he should try to get to a minyan. Okay, but what if a person is unable to come to a minyan, or there is no minyan in the place where a person lives, for whatever reason, so that I'm all right, it would still be advisable to read Parshas Zachor, Parshas Parah, on one's own, at the very least. to do whatever one can. If a person has a Sefer Torah, that's great. A person can read from the Sefer Torah. But even if not, a person, it would be still beneficial. I don't know if it's a full Kiyama Mitzvah. Probably not. But nonetheless, to read the Parsha would still be beneficial. So we should have Besoros Tovos and just be able to congregate in Barov Am Hadras Melech. And please do put up the chairs. Thank you very much.